Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And it's a joy to be with everyone on Shabbat. And you know, that's really the theme of Shabbat, is coming to synagogue. And we have Oneg Shabbat. It's the joy of Shabbat. You know, some congregations, they're very, very serious. One of my mentors, Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi, when he was in yeshiva in Europe, he was like tremendous, tremendous mind, and down and studying and studying. All of a sudden, he feels an elbow in his ribs. And the Rosh Yeshiva walked by and gives him one of these. He says, "You can't smile when you study?" So we can also smile when we pray. And the smile when we pray is what brings joy and truly connects us to others. We continue on page 10 with Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Yashare, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Yashare, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi HaMalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, malachi shalom, malachi elyon, mimelech malachi hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Boachem l'shalom, malachi shalom, malachi elyon, mimelech malachi hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Shalom alechem, malachi hasharei, malachi
from our honored front row, the row of the Robards family, the row actually of Hannah Robards. We call up to light candles Hannah, her mother Amy, Bubby Karen Wasserman, and Grandma Patty Robards. Candle lighting is on the bottom of page 11. And I want to mention, I almost forgot, the candle holders are the candle holders that Amy received at her bat mitzvah from her temple, and now second generation is using them at her bat mitzvah.
Where's it? As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Ta adnoi Eloheinu melech haolam asher kishanu b'mitzvotav v'tivanu l'halig ner shel Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Rise for the Baruch Hu, page 17. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. The bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, the wisdom, and the values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, our hearts, and spirit, and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings.
May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations passed through Torah.
At this time, I'll invite our sixth graders to come up and kind of spread yourselves out. They're going to help lead part of the service. And bring your seat-awares with you. And as you do that, we will turn and look at the Kavanah on the bottom of page, not that seat-awar, your notebook seat-awar. I should have been specific. Yes, perfect. Come on up. bottom of page 21. When the Shema is written in the Torah, the ayin in the first word and the dalet in the last are enlarged. Together, these letters form the word aid, meaning witness, a reminder that we are witnesses for God, a reminder of our ethical responsibilities and the sacred task we have to be witnesses of that one and only God.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Givon, Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed.
Please be seated.
Ve'ahavta
et Adonai Elohecha.
Ve'chol nefeshecha, ve'chol nafshecha, ve'chol me'odecha. Ve'chayu ha'arim ha'elech, asher anochi nisavcha hayom
al levavecha. Ve'shinata lanecha,
ve'divarta bam,
ve'shivcha
b'intecha.
Ani Adonai Elohim, Asher Seiti Etchem Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyot Lachem Elohim.
Ani Adonai Elohim.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart.
Faithfully to your children, speak of them in your house, when you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Bind them in the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of my mitzvot and do them. So shall consecrate yourself to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
Page 24. Every Shabbat we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Thank you.
We continue reading together on the top of page 26. And also, as we're turning the pages, let me welcome all the sixth graders and their families who were here for Shabbat dinner this evening. It was great being with you. And of all things, to have dinner from Spartans. What a surprise. We read together. Allow us, Adonai, our God, to lie down in peace and to rise up in peace. Protect us as we enter and as we leave with your peace now and forever. Hashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu l'shalom, v'hamidenu malkeinu l'chayim, u'shmor seitenu uvo'enu l'chayim l'shalom, me'ata v'yad olam. Tradition for those of you who are guests at Temple B'nai Shalom is for the Vishamru to sing the Vishamru and to bring our whole bodies into the prayer. So when we come to the word et, which will appear several times, you'll see that folks will get up, some will change seats, some of the sixth graders may even come and stand in my place on the bima. So we continue with Vishamru. Wait till I move, please.
Shabbat Vayinafash, Vishamru.
Our sixth graders were learning about the prayer book this evening as our activity. And when we came to the tefillah, which we're about to enter that part of the service, the way that we learned about this prayer was for each of the students to just complete the phrase, "We wish for." And it appeared seven times, and then they got together and saw how many of their wishes were similar. Wishes for health, wishes for knowledge, wishes for peace, wishes for joy. And in that spirit, we continue with the tefillah. For those who are able, please rise on page 29. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei avoteinu ve'imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, ve'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, ve'Elohei Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel chasadim tovim, Vekone hakol, vizoher chaste avot v'imahot, umevi geula livne v'nehem, lama'an shemo ba'ahava, melech ozer umoshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. We read together on the top of page 30. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Read on page 32 on the bottom. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo kol ha'aretz kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Please be seated. We read together on the bottom of page 34. As Shabbat descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessing to our people and all humanity. Page 37, we read together on the top. We gratefully acknowledge that you, the Eternal, are our God and God of our people, the God of all generations. You are the rock of our life, the power that shields us in every age. We thank you and sing your praises, for our lives which are in your hands, for our souls which are in your keeping, for the signs of your presence we encounter every day, and for your wondrous gifts at all times, morning, noon, and night. Your goodness, your mercies never end. Our compassion, your love will never fail. You have always been our help. We continue with Sim Shalom on page 40. The first words are just so beautiful. Sim Shalom, place peace, goodness, blessing, kindness, compassion, and mercy on us, on all Israel, and on all peoples. Sim Shalom.
So this month of Cheshvan is often called Mar Cheshvan. So the question is, why is Cheshvan called Mar Cheshvan? So there's the explanation I do not like and the explanation that I do like, so that's the one I accept. So, and you know, we're Jews, so this is always how it works. So the explanation I do not like says that, of course, the word mar, as you probably know from Passover Seder, the maror, is the what herb? The bitter herb. Now, Cheshvan, which rabbis love, by the way, has no holidays in it whatsoever, except for Shabbat. It's the quiet, peaceful month. But tradition says that Cheshvan was so bitter over not having any holidays that we call Cheshvan bitter Cheshvan. So I reject that explanation. I prefer the explanation that Mar can also mean Mr. Cheshvan, because since Cheshvan has no holidays, we want Cheshvan to feel, you know what, we respect you just as much as the other months that have tons of holidays. So we are going to call you Mr. Cheshvan out of respect. So that is the explanation that I prefer. So Mar Cheshvan, happy Mr. Cheshvan, began on Tuesday evening, and we'll read together on page 50. According to our calendar, the new month of Cheshvan began on Tuesday evening. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace. A life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service. A life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say amen. And we continue with the singing of Birkat HaLevana on page 51.
Bye.
seems as if this past week there have been many people in need of our prayers for healing. Even at Tefillah that we do on Tuesday, it seems that the fifth and sixth graders had so many names of people in need of emotional healing, of physical healing. And a number of congregants who I've spoken with over the past days have felt comforted knowing that we are praying for them this evening, tomorrow morning, anytime when we gather. We're going to join in Heal Us Now on page 46, and it contains the line from the Torah, one of the very first prayers, maybe the first prayer, El Na Rafana, God, please heal her now.
Hoshienu v'ni v'asheya El karav l'ho karav Acharav l'ireav yisho We pray for healing of the body We pray for healing of the soul For strength of flesh and mind and spirit We pray to once again be whole El Na Rafana Oh, please heal us now Rifuat HaNefesh Rifuat HaGuf Rifuat Shelema
silently.
shalom bimroma. Uyaseh shalom aleinu. Uyaseh shalom bimroma. Uyaseh shalom aleinu. Uyaseh shalom bimroma. Shalom, Yaseh Shalom, Shalom Aleinu, Le'acho Yisrael. Yaseh Shalom, Yaseh Shalom, Shalom Aleinu, Le'acho Yisrael. Yaseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. Yaseh shalom aleinu. Oseh shalom bimromav. Yaseh shalom aleinu. Yaseh shalom. Yaseh shalom. Shalom aleinu. Ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom. Yaseh shalom. Shalom aleinu. Yaseh shalom, Yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael.
Thank you, Rachel and Rob. It's just so wonderful being with you. Just such a joy. So those of you in the back, if you can't hear me, we've tried to readjust the mics in all seriousness. So Sunday is for the New York Times. Each week is an adventure. Everybody has their favorite section. For me, I start with the front section and then often go to sports. Always love the Sunday Review. And I'll skip many different sections, but the section I always read is Sunday Styles. Now, I always start at the back. Now, hopefully a few of you now will be thinking about what's in the back of Sunday Styles. And of course, you know, it's the matrimonials. It is really a joyous section, and I just love to see all the stories of people connecting and of the love. It's also really a special section for rabbis. It's kind of like the box scores. Who do you know that did a wedding somewhere this past week? So if you think of all the people that are featured in a wedding, and there's the wedding planner, there's the band, but for a Jewish wedding, we have a unique cast of characters. So let's see how many of them you know. There's the Shadchan. Anybody know besides Rabbi Rappaport? Yes, it is the matchmaker. Let's do matchmaker. Okay. We have the chazan, not a TBS. The chazan is the cantor. We have the machatanim. In-laws, that one everybody knows. Now here's my favorite. It's the badchan. Anybody ever hear of a badchan? The badchan is not the guy holding up the chuppah poles, but the badchan is the jester. The badchan is the jester. Yes, in Jewish tradition, there's a jester at Jewish weddings, because everything, every mitzvah that we think of, a wedding is unique. Rosh Hashanah has candles, has the shofar, Shabbat has candles, but for a wedding, the mitzvah is to celebrate with the bride and groom, to be happy to celebrate with bride and groom. Now, celebrating, smiling, seems like an unusual religious obligation. And you could think, so where does it all come from? But let's take a look at this unique mitzvah, the mitzvah to smile, to celebrate in Judaism. So my first teacher about this was Cantor Avraham. Did you have Cantor Avraham when you were at HUC in Israel? Cantor Avraham was this wonderful, wonderful man, just so warm. And when he chanted Torah, oh, was it beautiful. He did not have a very good command of English, and I was in Kita Aleph, the level with the least Hebrew competence. And so we were working on Pirkei Avot, Wisdom of Our Ancestors, and we came across this text, chapter 1, number 15. The text said, Shammai said, make your study of Torah a fixed habit. That we got pretty easily. Then it said, say little, do much. Okay, that was clear. But the next phrase was hard to understand. It said, greet every person with a Kabbalat Panim. Now, we knew Kabbalat Shabbat, but what was Kabbalat Panim? And you could see Cantor Avraham was getting frustrated until this light bulb went off. A glimmer came to his eyes. He broke into a huge smile, and he said, Kabbalat Panim. Greet everyone with a Kabbalat Panim, with a radiant, with a smile upon your face. It's a story, but it's much more, that a smile affirms our mutual humanity, and a smile affirms the spark of divinity in each person. Here's another wonderful example with tzedakah. The Talmud Rabbi Isaac said, one who gives a peruta, which is the smallest coin, receives six blessings. One who speaks a word of cheer to another receives 11 blessings. The commentary says, when we speak cheerfully, we demonstrate that we're glad that the other person's in the world. This is one of the most precious gifts of love we can give to another human being. It's a life-giving gift that lifts the spirits of others. Through a warm smile on our face, the other recognizes that we appreciate. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was the founder of the Musar movement, David will be offering a Musar class later in the year, have to get in the plug. And so he saw a student walking, his face was all scrunched up. And Rabbi Yisrael said to him, so what are you doing? And he said, I'm doing teshuva. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter replied back, if you're doing teshuva, why should I suffer? Teshuva, notwithstanding, that it's not at another's expense. It still includes greeting another with a radiant countenance. In Eastern religion and meditation and yoga, my teacher Sylvia Borstein talked about the very famous Vietnamese teacher Thich Nhat Hanh. He was saying, when I see someone smile, I know immediately that he or she is dwelling in awareness. Our smile will bring happiness to us and those around us. Even if we spend a lot of money on gifts for everyone in our family, nothing will buy them what we could give. We'll buy them the happiness of our awareness and our smile. Sylvia went on and she talked about when she was with Thich Nhat Hanh, the practice called the inner smile. And she said that at this lecture, someone said to him that your instruction is that I should smile. But what if the truth of my experience is that I'm not smiling because I don't feel happy and I don't feel pleased? And Thich Nhat Hanh said, in a wonderful way, without dismissing the question, he said, all the more reason to smile. She continued, when we smile, the body relaxes, the face relaxes. If we smile, we're at least reminding ourselves it is possible to relax. We may not now, it is possible to be pleased that even if we're not at that place now, that this time will pass, and the time comes when we will be pleased. Smiling affirms the inner core of goodness. Rav Kook, who is the chief rabbi of Israel, the first chief rabbi, has this wonderful idea. He says, there's a perpetual prayer that sings in every human soul. And it tries to activate a state that pervades the entire universe. And if we smile when we pray, we activate this potential in our hearts. Smiling, though, also connects us with others in what can be a life-giving way. There's a story about Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern, who was the mashliach of the Kmitzer Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He was the one, the mashliach ruchani, is the one that kind of helps with your spiritual growth. And he talked about a group of shochtim, of slaughterers, who had gone to South America. They were working in one of the plants to provide kosher meat in Israel. And every evening, the owner would go through the plant, make sure that everything was okay. And one night, as he was finishing up, and he was about to lock the door, the night watchman came and said, there's still people in there, there's still people in there. And the owner was surprised. He had been everywhere in the plant. Nevertheless, he went back through and inspected again. Couldn't find anything, and the watchman said, I know that there's somebody there. Maybe something's wrong, maybe he's in trouble. And the watchman and the owner went through a third time. They came to a big freezer, and it dawned upon the owner that it was big enough for people to be inside. He opened it up, and there were the three ritual slaughterers. They were nearly frozen. They called an ambulance. They took them to the hospital. And what happened is they had gone in to check on the meat, and the door had just banged shut on them. And if it had been just a little longer, disaster could have happened. Later, the owner asked the night watchman, so how are you so sure that there was still somebody there? And the watchman said, yeah, they've been here for a few weeks. And ever since they've been here, one of the men, every morning, he would greet me when he came in, and he would say goodbye when he left. I remembered seeing him that morning, but he didn't say goodbye at the end of the day. And I knew that he must still be there, and that probably something was wrong. The owner reflected, a simple greeting, yet it had not only saved this man's life, but the lives of two others. Smile is such a precious gift. And in that spirit, I want to end with a unique translation of Psalm 27. And this is a psalm that's often done in preparation for the High Holy Days. And again, it comes from my teacher, Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi. Listen to these beautiful words. When pressures and perspectives of a cynical world threaten to bring me down, I ride the wave of undying faith, and it lies that final drown. For one thing I ask, for one thing I long, to build your house with my life, to see the beauty in every smile and the light in every night. Shabbat Shalom.
We continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
Shabbat shalom.
page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose, a thing for fools this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. On this Shabbat, we have the honor of remembering fondly our beloved members who have died over the past year. Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg, Betty Davison. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Robert Cohen, father of Julie Strasberg. Un Young Smith, neighbor of the Copeland family. Dylan Burke, friend of the Rothandler family. Major General Sidney Schocknow, friend of Steve Green. Suzanne Krause Dahlgren, friend of Rebecca Copeland. Alan Sywin, cousin of the Solomon family. And Carolyn Cleveland Shenna, sister of Kathy Cleveland Hirsch and aunt of Joshua Hirsch. On this anniversary, we remember our beloved members, Ellen Swanson, Kerry Doldberg. We remember the yearly anniversary of death this week, Gloria Dolberg, Mike Gregorvic, Elizabeth Normandy, Cody Medlin, Deanna Fortcourt, and on the first anniversary of his death, we remember Morris Bangel, father of Deborah, grandfather of Josh, and we are thinking of you on this difficult milestone anniversary. Edwin Goldenthal, Anna Meller, Jim Steer, Keith Rice, Harold Epstein, Ellen Extract, Marilou Moore, Lisa Frey, Hortensia Ramirez Berg, Dr. Phil Rodoloso, Philly Spiro, Alexander Veshkin, Jennifer Glick, Myron Lynch, Mildred Schweitzer, Alvin Teach, Abraham Ziegman, Leo Hegley, Irving Sands, Sheila Reinders, Sally Armstrong, Anita Earle, Maggie Amaral, Rabbi Marcus Burstein, Isidore Gampel, Abe Grossman, Esther Holleran, Milton Hurwitz, Sheila Lichtenfeld, Anita Silverman, Peggy Updike, Barry Birch, Lily Friedman, Simon Hendelowitz. We honor all of their memories as we together recite Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shmei rabba. V'alma divrach yirutei v'yam lich malchutei. V'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayedecho beit Yisrael. Bagala uvizman kariv imru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevarach la'alam olmei almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit ba'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei. V'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shmei dekutsha barichu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'alma v'imru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, v'imru, amen, v'imru.
We move from this sacred moment of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat, the joy of yet another wonderful TBS young person becoming bat mitzvah. It could be said that the heart of Judaism is studying with curiosity, questioning for understanding, and challenging with respect. If so, then at the very heart of Judaism is our own beloved Hannah Robards. In a moment, I will have the honor of calling Hannah up to lead us in Kiddush. The wheels in Hannah's brain, you might notice if you see her, are constantly turning, and you can almost see the wisdom just building before your eyes. What is really special, though, is that Hannah learns not simply to gain knowledge, but to seek information that she needs to make this world a better place. That is the best kind of Jewish learning. Coming up with Hannah will be her very supportive, very proud parents who have been extremely dedicated to her Jewish identity, her Jewish education. It's my pleasure to call up to the Bima Hannah Jillian Robards, with her parents, Amy and Derek, as supporting characters. Come on up. This is kind of your bat mitzvah weekend debut. Come on up.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Bore Pariha Gafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kishon of mitzvotav ratzavanu. V'shabbat kacho be'ahava uratzon hinchilanu. Zikaron lama'ase bereshit. Ki hu yom techila l'mikra'e kodesh. Secher litzia mitzrayim.
Ki banu b'charta. V'yotanu kidashta mikol ha'amin v'shabbat kodshecha v'ahava uvratzon hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha'shabbat. Motzi lechem min ha'aretz. We give thanks to God for bread.
Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
Amen. You may be seated. So, I apologize that I thought that we were doing all the adult birthday and anniversary blessings, but actually, tonight is only for our very, very special couple, Sandy and Jamie, if you would come forward for your 25th anniversary blessing. But not to worry, next week we'll get all the other October blessings. Mazel tov. I bet it probably is unbelievable that it's been a quarter of a century, doesn't it?
That makes it sound a lot longer.
I know, it makes you sound much older. So we'll just say a couple of decades. How about that? It's a little better. So I first met you, I think, both of you at my first Shabbat here, my first membership dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And since that time, in now a little over 3 years, I have only seen you two modeling as a couple incredible Jewish values: kindness and compassion, respect, loyalty. And I have also seen, and we all have seen, such a wonderful balance you have between doing things as a team and a partnership, and also being able to pursue your own individual interests. And just finding that perfect balance is really a major challenge for many couples. You do all of these things amazingly. We are so blessed to have you in our midst. Assuming once in a while maybe you get in an argument, I don't know, but we'll just say you do, because if you're too perfect, you know, makes you less likable than you are. So we'll just say, you know, there was one day in 25 years where things didn't go 100%. Otherwise, we are very blessed, and I would like to offer to you the priestly blessing. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. May you be up on this bima for your 50th anniversary, your 75th anniversary, many, many years of health and happiness ahead. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chuneka. May God's light shine on you, and may God's light continue to shine through you as it does, as it has for 25 years or more. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May you continue to feel the peace and the joy of this wonderful partnership. Again, we wish you mazel tov. You may kiss the bride and groom. Mazel tov, mazel tov, cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast, mazel tov, mazel tov, cinnamon toast. Cinnamon toast, mazel tov, mazel tov, cinnamon toast. Hey, lanu, hey, lanu, hey, lanu, ulecha Yisrael. Hey, lanu, hey, lanu, ulecha.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. Welcome to our Shabbat service, and welcome to sixth graders. Thank you very much for bringing your parents. Go ahead and make some noise for a minute. Oh, come on. You can do better, sixth graders. All right, later. Thank you, board ushers Marilyn Weissman and Rebecca Copeland, greeters Rick and Marnie Schnarsky, and Onik helpers for your support of our service. Thank you, Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you, Rabbi Crystal, for teaching us about smiling. I've read that it takes more muscles to frown than it is to smile, and so smiling is easier. So please, let's all smile. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in song and sharing your gifts of music. And Rabbi Rappaport for auditioning for Cantor. All right. I saw you over there during this. I'd like to recognize visitors and guests. Welcome to Shabbat Shalom to you. If you're here, perhaps new to Temple B'nai Shalom, your first time, and you have any questions, members of our board membership committee would love to speak with you. Tonight's membership representatives are Fern and Saul Schwartz. Would you guys stand up so everybody can see you? Just stand up because your name is going to keep going in just a moment. Also, if you have not already reserved a spot in the dine-around on October 27th, see Fern tonight and tell her you would love to join in that opportunity. It's a dinner at a host home and then Havdalah following dinner here at TBS. It's a great way to meet TBSers who are waiting to become your friends. And this Sunday is a big day. First, the good news, religious school. And for anyone who wants to come and help Brotherhood take down the sukkah, come on. And Sharon Goldman is facilitating the mother support group Sunday night. And also, if you can, join fellow Jews from all over Northern Virginia in a unity support event at the JCC at 4:30 on Sunday. The gathering is a show of support for peace and coexistence and in reaction to the violent hate crime that was committed last week. And these are just a few of the happenings at TBS. Please be sure to read your weekly email and consult the TBS website. A big mazel tov to Sandy and Jamie, great. And last but hardly least, a big welcome to the front row to Hannah Robards and her entourage. Our grandparents have escaped gratefully the wrath of Hurricane Michael. We think of those that are there suffering, but we're glad that you were able to make it here uninterrupted. And we know that you're going to have a great Bat Mitzvah weekend. Your TBS family, Hannah, joins your nuclear family in our excitement for you. Mazel tov and congratulations. Shabbat Shalom, wishing you a peaceful Shabbat and a great next week.
And we conclude with the singing of Ein Keloheinu. It is on page 63.
Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Moshiinu, Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Moshiinu, Kamele Loheinu, Ni Kadoneinu, Ni Kimakeinu, Ni Kamoshiinu, Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Moshiinu, Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Moshiinu, Dodel Eloheinu, Dodel Adoneinu, Dodel Imakeinu, Dodel Moshiinu, Ein Keloheinu. Baruch Adoneinu, Baruch Malkeinu, Baruch Moshiinu. Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Moshiinu. Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kimakeinu, Ein Moshiinu. Atahu Eloheinu, Atahu Adonai, Atahu Malkeinu, Atahu Moshiinu.
thank you to our second row for providing so much ruach. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you be blessed with a Shabbat and a week ahead of receiving many smiles and joy, of giving many smiles with sincerity. Shabbat shalom.